大家好，我是 Wesley.
And this is Jennifer.
今天我们来看第十二课。
Lesson 12, Tips on Tipping.
给小费的诀窍、Tips 是诀窍 ,Tipping 是给小费。好，我们来搭配笔记，聆听短文。
Listen to the text with the help of the notes given. Optional.
选择性的。
Mandatory.
义务性的，强制的。
Dilemma.
两难的情况
Taxing
费神的
Customary
惯例的
Be considered an insult
视为侮辱好了解笔记后我们来听一下短文相信会比较容易理解
Text
How much should you tip when you travel abroad? Is it optional or mandatory? This is a dilemma faced by most travelers who are unsure of the rules.So here are a few general tips to make tipping less taxing. In the United States, the standard tip for most restaurant services is 15%. For hotel staff, it's customary to tip $1 or $2, especially to those who help carry your luggage or clean your room. The tipping culture varies in different countries. For instance, tipping is optional in Australia and the UK,while in Canada and Mexico, tips are expected. In Japan, meanwhile, tipping is actually considered an insult.
再次聆听并回答问题。
Listen again and answer the questions below.
在听第二遍之前，请各位先看一下下列三个问题。现在开始听短文。
Text.
How much should you tip when you travel abroad? Is it optional or mandatory? This is a dilemma faced by most travelers who are unsure of the rules. So here are a few general tips to make tipping less taxing. In the United States, the standard tip for most restaurant services is 15%. For hotel staff, it's customary to tip $1 or $2,especially to those who help carry your luggage or clean your room. The tipping culture varies in different countries. For instance, tipping is optional in Australia and the UK, while in Canada and Mexico, tips are expected. In Japan, meanwhile, tipping is actually considered an insult.
接下来我们来看看刚刚的问题还有答案。
Questions for discussion. Question 1.How much should you tip the hotel maid in the United States? Answer. You should tip her $1 or $2.